Blog Talk Radio.
It's about 5 weeks. I knew that was going to be – I thought that was going to be the most lively week we've ever had in the show.
I guess it's more than 5 weeks.
People are fired up. I was fired up. I thought it was a major squirrely move. I couldn't wait to get on the air.
And you still think it is.
And I thought you were going to say, it's great. He's awesome. He should be able to go where he wants. He can do what he wants.
Well, you see, also, this is a complete aside, but – you see that super teams did not work all the time because this team of NBA B-listers that is playing in the Olympics right now is only beating teams by 3 points. Serbia by 3 points.
What, the last? After they had the struggle against Australia, they had another struggle?
Yeah, last night they played Serbia and beat them 94-91.
Wow. Serbia.
Yeah.
Where are these games? I don't see the games ever on. What are they?
Because you
I'm not locking it in on.
Yeah, you are. You're locking it in on regular NBC, and then you can play
archery. I watch skeet shooting. I watch rugby. I watch water polo. I watch field hockey.
You're the most Olympic-minded guy, probably on the state. Who watches more Olympics than you and gets more into it than you?
It so happened that our vacation lined up perfectly so that we could put in a gazillion hours.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you put in six.
You were watching Politico.
Well, I watch Olympics too.
I know.
But yes, but you 6 to midnight locking it in every day on Ocean City.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I have to. Once it gets to prime time, I got to go there because they think that's the best thing. That's what I.
Oh, well. It can also get spoiled, too, so you have to do with that.
Gymnastics stuff.
Well, swimming, too. Ledecky got spoiled last night. Katie Ledecky.
Did I get spoiled?
Yeah.
I missed it completely. I missed the spoil and I missed the event because we were traveling.
Oh, good. Calp, I'm sure he's got a lot to say. You're up.
Hey, you guys. How's it going? So you're talking about the Olympics, Rio, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to get into for some people, but the
well,
ones
here's the,
who
I mean,
love,
I don't mind. I get it. I get it. The gym, gymnastics
the
is
fan base who really likes it. I'll say that.
I get it. There's a the gymnastics
and there's
is fun. And
there's another group of people that just never watch it and are not Olympic people at all. So there's a big line of demarcation.
I mean, I personally care less. I mean, I get it. We come to be a business. I mean, two bites at the apple at the President of the United States of America, and you move on, go get a job. So, yeah, Phillips that continues to make and make money on making gold medals. Go get a job. Go make something. Go drive. So go do something. So gymnastics is fun. My wife likes to watch it. They have more muscle in their left quad than I do in my whole body. So it's fun to watch them work and get their gold. Well, I don't give a crap. But to me, it's a waste of time. If I don't watch, Jamie, I'll watch on the YouTube channel, my 16th TV. I'll watch it. I'll get all the commercials out of it. So
you feel
you know
the
I'm
same
saying?
Way about the winter too. The winter.
Same
is
thing.
The same
I watch the highlights on YouTube. I watch the highlights on YouTube. I get it. I'm sick and tired of seeing the same people, Jamie. I want to see a new crop of people come through, one or two bites, and move on, go get a job. So it's become to be about money, not about your country. You get my. There's one language we speak. What is it, Jamie? Money. That's all they're speaking. You get my point.
Yeah,
when you get older,
people,
you understand. When you start paying bills, you know what I'm talking about money. So what's going on with your idiots,
well,
the Eagles in the city of Broadway
Shows?
With your offensive line out there, I mean, what's going on? Decimated. Your rookie quarterback should be on his back.
Well, luckily he's not going to get to play. He's not going to play right away, so he will not be subjected to that. But yes, eventually he's gonna have to play, and in the preseason he's gonna have to play, and
well,
he's gonna be on his back.
I tell you what, Jamie, in the middle of the season when you're in last place like Cowboys, you can turn the paper upside down. You can be in first place. How's that sound?
Yeah, one of us is gonna have to do that.
Well, I'll send you a toilet seat with the name of your team on. How's that sound?
I'll send it right back. Is what I'm.
You betcha.
But
it could
very well go that way.
Well, see, I know. I think it. I think it's the Washington's division to lose. As far as on the Giants, who knows with Manning? You know how he is, Jamie. You know he has a chance to probably win that division, but he'll find a way to lose. You know how it is. He always
does. And they got a new coach, and they spent a lot of money on that defense.
Yeah.
And that cannot always go well. Definitely.
I'm taking the chicklets to win it all over the cupcakes. I'll see you later, Jamie. Have a good week. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Oh, I got rid of him. Nice call. Frank is on the air. Frank Craig is up. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm fine.
Well, I'm happy to see you're doing your show. Did you hear the latest release about baseball?
What is there here? Let me see if I heard it or not. Tell me.
Appelbaum demands to be released by the Washington Nationals.
Yes, I saw that, but I did not click on the article, click on a thing, but I know he wants to be released. He is not happy in Washington.
Well, he always continues to be, he's a great pitcher, but who wants him? He always continues to be a knucklehead, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, and he's hurt, and it's really a shame that his time in Washington didn't get off the ground, but it didn't. He got hurt right away, and he gets in fights in the dugout. That's what he does, and now he's gonna get released there. Cause he's hurt. He's been. We'll see.
All right, how about
A-Rod?
What do you think? What do you think of the Yankees sitting him down, owing him all that money? You think the Phillies should do the same with Ryan Howard?
I think it will be wrong on some level on both counts because I think it could be a lot easier just it's tough to even articulate because there's so many layers to this. But I think it'd be a, it's the easy thing to do, but I don't know if it's the right thing to do. And I know that the Phillies and the Phillies have been walking a very tight rope all season with this Ryan Howard situation. Even though he's picked it up tremendously since the All-Star break, but I think it's always tough on the managers. It really wears on you answering questions about it every day, and you kind of saw Joe Girardi kind of get overcome with emotion because that's
right,
a lot to deal with. And it's just not easy
I'm not a big Yankees fan, but I like him more than I like the Mets. But Girardi, I admire him because he stood up to the management and said, hey, this guy can't play. They said, why don't you stick him on third base? Because he hasn't worked out at third base. He hasn't worked hard at third base. He doesn't deserve to go to third base. So, no, I'm not going to play him there. That's what he said. How about that? For the last
I admire him for showing that he had a heart and kind of realizing what Alex has done for him and the memories that he has and that he brought him a championship. So I think Joe did a great job on both counts, really. I know it's been a tough week for him, but it ended well.
All right, and one more. I know everybody that's going to call you that is going to want to talk about the Eagles. What did you think about the two-quarter? Forget about the fact that Daniel was awful. What did you think about Bradford, and what did you think about the kid?
Well, I thought Bradford, of course, is going to be aided that you get the ball at the 20-yard line. But I thought he did what he had to do. He did not get clobbered. So I was happy with him. I thought Wentz, it's kind of the same story we've been dealing with since, like, the beginning of the football, beginning of training camp and the beginning of summer. That you see it, it wants to burst out, but the talent, but it's just not ready to yet. And you see that when he zips the ball, zips the throws way high, but all the talent in the world is there, but it's just going to take some time.
Well, yeah, those high throws are about being so excited. You know, he didn't even know.
Yes.
Two-minute drill. And by the way, what do you think of sticking him in for a two-minute drill? What do you think of that?
I think it's a good good move by Doug, because a lot of people say he's very rigid, so I thought it should be that he could adapt at least a little bit. Of course, some people say he didn't adapt by taking Bradford out after three plays and just sticking to the when they score, they're out routine, which is kind of weird. But I like the two-minute drill. He's going to have to do it at some point, so why not do it now? And I thought, all right,
okay,
that's quite a call, buddy.
We covered a lot of stuff. Thank you.
Yes, I said about as much as I ever said on one call, on that call, I think. Thank you, sir. Bye. You have something to say?
Where are callers at?
You got two is all you.
I need to send out stuff, but it's during vacation time. I don't want to bother you.
You don't usually send out.
No. Now, what subject do you want me to tackle? Because there's over 5 weeks, there's tons.
I know. Just go.
What would you like me
just
to tackle?
Go whatever you want. I could care less what it is.
Well, first of all, it's killer waiting the whole week for the best part of the Olympics, track and field to come. But now that it's here and I'm watching discus, shot put, which a big mama won, black girl from America. Her dad was a Super Bowl champion and also a silver medalist in Shopwood. The daughter just won gold last night. And amazing. Our last throw, phenomenal. That was exciting.
Yes.
Now we have discus is on in there. 400 meters. Oh, we got the 100 meter set up. Qualifyings were yesterday. Now they got tonight. We had the semis and the finals of the girls. And the girls from America looked ridiculous. Super fast. This English girl, something English from Voorhees. She looks phenomenal.
Right.
I don't think she's supposed to be the best from America, but she looks great. And the girls, you know, these girls are much prettier than the swimming girls are too. If we have to be
if you if you want to jump in the shower and you, well, you could do that, yes.
I mean, I just went in there and a girl from Romania, I think it was, no, Ukraine, 400 meters.
I thought you were talking about American.
No. I'm talking about internationally. Everybody. The track and field girls are better. Plus, they wear makeup and their hair done crazy with all these colors. They do their nail polish.
What about the soccer ones? Let's go way in. Can you tell me a little bit about your soccer thoughts on that subject? Soccer thoughts.
Oh my. Well, they're saying other strategies. First of all, the coach from Sweden is an old
Pia Kimonga.
She knows what to do. She's smart. They underestimate her ability to coach. To
get it out
against them. They underestimate that they think that a scheme can beat them. That's what it does.
She got fired from them.
3 against them last week. They can't beat them. They can't even beat them. So you can say, oh, it's a bad draw, but learn how to cope, okay?
Oh, Mr. Soccer. I think you should be the
Jersey Devils, right? The old Jersey Devils, defense in the middle of the. Wait till you come out and play defense.
Oh, golly, yes.
As opposed to the dumping and chasing.
Right.
They're
not a dump and chase team, yeah.
It's the same with this, from what I understand. They just play very lax.
They
back.
Put, yes.
Everyone's back, so it's impossible to make any rushes.
But, well,
and they wait for a break.
They were in extra time. Extra time, Carly Lloyd had a chance to get one.
Did she?
And... Sweden could have won an extra time if everything had gone in, but they had a couple of good shots. But
so really,
it's interesting. I get so attached to these, like with the World Cup and this.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
You should be more of a soccer fan. No, Brazil is.
Because the first two matches, 0 goals against. Second match, 0 goals, 4, 0 goals against.
That's the game.
You wait 200 minutes of sports action to watch nothing happen.
Well, learn the game and love the game.
No.
You should. It's better than football. That's the real football. Fake football. You love fake football, which has, like, no strategy.
Whatever. She's done that.
Brazil.
Still alive. Wow.
Yeah, they're...
quarterfinals.
Yeah. They won their last two, so they're in.
Oh, that's what happened? You
yeah.
A pool play?
Yeah.
They went nothing, and then they won two?
So they're definitely in. Yeah, they played last night against Colombia.
Is America still alive, or are they gone?
No, they're not playing the men's.
They're not even in it.
No, because they played. No. They made a decision not to play because they played the Copa America. That's enough. They don't need to play anymore in international soccer.
Here's the 18 Brazil versus Colombia versus South, and then they play the winner of South Korea versus Honduras. The other side, Nigeria versus Denmark, they play the winner of Portugal versus Germany. I don't know. None of those names do anything for me. Germany's good?
Yeah.
And Brazil, of course, has the pressure of the world on them, right?
Yes, of course.
Then we got So Ledecky's all done now.
She's
Phelps has one more race tonight, which I think is a 100-meter medley. I think.
No, it's the 400 IM relay.
No, it's not. No, no, no.
Yes.
It's not, IM. It's not individual at all. IM means individual medley. It's with teammates. So it's medley.
What? No, it's still called an individual medley.
Not.
Yes, yes.
No, it's not.
It's semantic, but it is.
It's not.
Look in the website. It is.
And Kerry Walsh and Ross, they did great last night against some Italians, also with another attractive. Here's today's 5-1 record win on court. Philly Fencer loses.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
What record win on court? Okay. Let me go there. I don't want to go there.
Day 8 of 16. Right? Yeah. And you watch every day. I guess you didn't watch it all on Saturday.
No, I missed that one. We're on trip.
Well, Saturday was the debut of Hutu, which is a big one for that.
What is it?
The debut of Katika Hutu, who you know as the Iron Lady,
oh,
who had that race.
I haven't heard of her in a while now.
I guess.
Yeah,
yeah, she's
meter first. Medley relay, not I am. I stands for individual.
I know.
Michael Phelps' last ever swim until he changes his mind. He's
no reason, though. Why would you? Why would you go again?
Dominant U.S. women's heat rowing team cruises the third straight Olympic gold. It's always the girls winning everything.
What? There's a... Are we going to do anything but Olympics on this program? Yeah.
I'm surprised Cousin Carl hasn't come in yet because he, every week, no show, no show.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
The last, he's a late chimer, I know.
He, yeah.
Chimes in late. Well,
he should stop expecting it, is what I say now. What else you got? Anything else?
Yeah.
Any when starts? I want some when starts out of you.
I think I didn't get to watch much because I wasn't in charge of the TV and I was getting pushed out for Little League Baseball. And by the way, did America win? Did Pennsylvania win last night? Now what? They win this week? One more win for Pennsylvania to get the win.
Where they from?
I don't even know. Midwest. Like Central Pennsylvania. I don't even know. I wish it was a team from around here so we could recognize
we,
names.
No. We had enough of them. We had teams.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see. No. People that we played against. This is our age.
We're never playing. None
against for 5 years. I would like to see one of those teams get this far.
None of those teams are ever going to get this far, man.
People thought Upper Providence could.
Well, they came close. Is Boyertown a sanctioned Louis?
No, they're not sanctioned.
They were.
They're like an AAU.
Yeah, I wish they were sanctioned. So.
They're not, because they cheat. They just go pick up whoever they want.
Because they would play. They would be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd be there because they're just a glorified pay-to-play team.
Well, you play against them. What do you want?
That's their fault. They're like entering in little... teams, you know, and then say, oh, we're Boyertown. They ain't not. You might as well call yourselves the Bashers. Boyertown Bashers, you know, call, but lose the word Boyertown. Is there a pay-to-play team?
Are they all from Boyertown? You know,
I'm not, man. I don't beat them. 2 summers in a row ending our summers. In the
it would have ended anyway this summer, so it's different.
The mega championship game at Sports at the Beach.
It's a major
accomplishment. Phenomenal. We got medals. Got a little trophy. I never thought in all the world I would get a trophy at Sports at the Beach.
Yes.
That almost is the most impressive
thing you
ever done.
Yeah, with this crop of people
however,
for the last 2 years.
However, there are scams saying they're just Boyertown. If you're just Boyertown, why don't you just be in a little league, okay? Because you can't, because you're not doing anything
with,
by the rules. Pay to play.
Don't you think Lower Gwinnett had a shot to win that?
Lower Gwinnett got to the sectionals.
Yeah. What happened there?
Lost their first two games, tight ones, not second one.
Nope.
I think
yeah, but first one's tight. Yeah.
They lost. That was the end of them. Providence actually lost in the championship to Morrisville. Then I don't know what in the state final.
Yeah.
Warwick
beat Morrisville.
Had two games to win, and they had two games to just win one. And I think they lost them both somehow while I was at Sport at the Beach. And then this Kennett Square.
Yeah.
I don't even remember who it was. One. And then whoever this team is. Tom, what's the name of this team from Pennsylvania? Who?
Keister.
I thought they'd just write that on their – that's not really where they're – I mean, Keystone Little League, let's see where that's from. Okay? Okay. Keystone Little League. I wonder if this is trending today. Keystone Little League, Pennsylvania. Let's see where it is. Keystone Little League, that lane that I know is all down where they're going. I don't care about that. I just want to see where that's from. Facebook. Beach Creek, Pennsylvania. What's that?
That's like Beaver and Erie.
Oh, out there?
I think. Look it up.
Look at that state champions. They got a parade. They actually had a parade. With all the recent wonderful success of Keystone Little League teams, the only downside is the cost that goes with the fans. And now be taking time off their jobs. And yeah, that is awesome. We got all that.
Look it up, Beach Creek. Beach Creek.
Beach Creek, you want me to look up where that is?
Yeah, and then I want a couple more things with me. All right,
Google Maps. It always pops up because I've never just had to give it to me. All right, we said Beach Creek, PA. Oh, it's cheese. Let's see. Let's see the population in this. Alright. Beach Creek. There they are. My base and stuff clearing out. It's tiny as heck. How could that team compete? Look at this. They must pull from that ton of places because it's tiny as it's small as can be. It's like three streets. Alright, let's see where they're at. Bald Eagle Mountain Road, State Game Land number, Bald Eagle State Park. I'm trying to see where.
I knew that.
Pilot Chapelson, MacRillville, Lock Haven University. That's my first identifiable. As I pull back further, I got Lock Haven. I keep pulling back, Unionville.
Oh. Yes, I knew where that is. That's actually not as far as away as you think.
This is far. This is a little tiny.
Is it near?
Westbury. Okay. You're right. Right near State College.
Yeah, it's like State College.
So, once again, it's not going to be super far from Williamsport for that. Man.
Right. If they make it. Where's Lewisbury? In
Lewisburg's right there. Why? What do you care about that?
Lewisbury. That's it. Who was last year.
Okay. So I'd say I'm going to do directions here to get
90 seconds.
I'm going to get directions from to Beach Creek from
here.
I'm going to do Williamsport. I want to see Williamsport, PA. Williamsport, Maryland. All right, that is 38 minutes. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nothing. It's amazing that that let's see from Labiate Hill how far they are.
Beach Creek,
yeah.
They're like 4 hours, 25 minutes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
2 to 3 hours. 3 hours to get there.
Do you got anything else to say?
Wait, what? Are we out?
We're done.
There's so much. It's just so much to try and tackle in one day.
I know.
That's the problem. Half hour, 5 weeks worth of, in every sport, there's been crazy happenings.
We have to say about basketball.
Well, basketball, to start with, but like, I am not happy with the way KD squirreled up and just went to the team.
That's old news.
I know. That was the last giant thing that happened, when I
Yeah.
And it, by the way, the Olympic team's not going to have any trouble. I mean, I know they're barely winning, but come on.
I know they're gonna win the gold, but that is not very promising. Why is DeRozan on the team? Lowry, come on.
Why is Harrison Barnes? I said that from the jump.
Yeah. Now everyone is catching on because he can't do it. He never gets in.
And where did he end up going? Dallas?
Yeah.
With
Andrew Bogut.
Yeah. They're always getting retread people that are not.
Bogut is not a retread.
No. Get them too late.
Like, yeah.
Like, they don't get them when they're
up
and coming huge. They get them once they've been huge for 10 years and they get them. Well, it's too late.
Not for H ones. We're done. We did a lot.
All right. Love you.
Great
to meet you.
Oh, great. Thank you for the sentiment.
Should we do a little flimbo on the way out?
No. Go.